listen to this.
And Jesus keep me near that cross there, a precious fountain, free, oh Lord, to all, a healing stream. They tell me it flows from Calvary's mountain.
Can't you hear him singing? Come on.
In the cross,
wonderful Jesus.
In the cross, be my glory ever until my raptured soul shall find. I'm gonna find. Oh, hallelujah. The river.
This verse.
Near the cross, I will watch and I will wait.
Hoping.
Hoping, trusting. Ever.
Come on, sing it.
Until I reach,
mommy,
that golden strand
just beyond the river,
just beyond the river.
Sing it, everybody. Think of on a tune, we're gonna find rest
beyond the reach.
Stand on your feet and sing it.
In the cross, yeah.
In the
one of these sanctified days shall find, I'm gonna find rest beyond the river. Oh yes, I'm gonna find rest.
Say it.
Be
decree it, declare it in the name of Jesus. From all your toils and all your hard work,
I'm gonna find a rest.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Wave your sorrows goodbye and say rest. Every time you sing that song, you usually think about a funeral. Most of you, you've got that on your mind right now. You probably heard it at the last funeral you went to. Somebody you loved died. You wish you could have told them just one more time. I think of people releasing their loved ones. It's sorrow, but it's a sweet sorrow, because we know there's rest. The Bible says, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord, for henceforth, now and forevermore, they rest from their labor. but their works follow them. They rest from their toil. They rest from their sweat, but their works follow them. In other words, whatever they were working on follows them into the presence of God. And they go into that great cloud of witnesses. Hand us the baton. And I think they do something on the other side for us on this earth that they couldn't have done for us while they were here. Can't you see a mother rocking her little baby, almost lifeless body? The doctor said, she's really brain dead. There's nothing we can do. And the mama says, can I just hold her one more time, please, before you take her? Yes. Tears are burning down her cheeks. And her only consolation is to know that that baby who has laboriously breathed and struggled for her last breath now is finding rest beyond the river. I don't know how I could face death without knowing there's rest beyond the river. I've had the fascinating experience, however sorrowful, to be in the hospital at the bedside and watch loved ones pass away or members of my congregation. I've been called there just in time to see them laying there with their eyes as if they were looking out the window at right through me, or sometimes at the foot of the bed. It's almost as if they were seeing Jesus, or maybe some loved one that had gone on ahead. And maybe the life support systems were still sounding and the little tiny beep of a heart going. Then after a while it flatlined and they found rest just beyond the river. A little tear trickles down that face. And you want to say, goodbye, mama, goodbye, daddy, I love you. But they're not looking at you. They won't even change their eyes. It's as if their focus has put them already in the presence of the Lord. And you just have to give your hands up and say, Lord, rest. Oh, hallelujah. Beyond that river. Come on, sing it. Goodbye, mama, goodbye, daddy. Goodbye, little boy, goodbye, little son of mine. Find rest. Oh, hallelujah. You served him for 20 years, 40 years, 50 years. And oh, I'm gonna find rest beyond the river. Come on, love him, love him, love him, love him, everybody. Turn to somebody and say, I thank God for the rest that remaineth for the people of God.